Matt Greenwood back at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse, getting set for the second semifinal today on KREI. It's the South Iron Panthers, the Lady Panthers, the 2 seed, the Steelville Lady Cardinals, the 3. Steelville defeated Potosi in round 1 on Tuesday, and then South Iron was able to beat Fredericktown in round 1 on Tuesday as well. So here they are, here we are, and hopefully you're nice and warm because it is still freezing cold outside. I think it's just going to be that way for quite some time, so I guess we better get used to it and stop complaining about it. I know, I'm the only one complaining about it. Anyway, here we go. So we've got about 10.5 minutes or so before South Iron and Steelville tips off. We are looking forward to a great game this afternoon, another great game, as a matter of fact. And we'll continue with the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show when we come back in 1 minute. We're going to hear from Steelville Lady Cardinals head coach Seth Collins. So please, if you will, stick around for our coverage of the second semifinal between South Iron and Steelville of the 62nd annual Bob Seacrest Junior Central Christmas Tournament on KREI.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Game show on Carriott. Back for more Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame coverage of Steelville and South Iron as they get set for the second girls semifinal in this Central Christmas tournament. I'm standing next to Seth Collins, the head coach of the Steelville Lady Cardinals. Coach Hannah Cottrell and Abby Booker, two players we're going to say their names a lot of today. Assess their play for us throughout the season and how important they are to a win today.
I mean, they're definitely our team leaders. When they're playing well, we play really, really well. You know, Hannah's kind of the floor captain. She sets the tone, gets us going on both sides of the ball. And, you know, when her energy level is high, everybody feeds off of that, and that's important for us. And, of course, Abby can stretch out any defense. I mean, she's a heck of a shooter. You saw the other day she hit 7 threes in the first half. Didn't dawn on me until after the game what she'd done there, but yeah, she shoots the ball really well and is a tremendous asset for us.
One of the things South Iron does very well is they play a very tough, grinding defense. How do you get past that and focus on the offense and to find your success?
You know, we've got to move the ball well. All five girls on the floor have to find openings, get the ball swinging, switch sides of the floor, and then hopefully get open shots and open driving lanes and then attack the gaps when we create them. So hopefully we can find that.
This is the first time the girls' team for Steelville has participated in this Central Christmas Tournament. What's it going to take to get a championship here this weekend?
Oh, it's going to take a lot of work. You know, we've got a tough task in front of us today in South Iron, and hopefully we make it through that game, and then we'll have another tough task no matter who wins this game right here. So.
All right, Coach. Well, hopefully first-timer's luck for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Seth Collins, head coach for the Steelville Cardinals, joining us on the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show on KREI.
Whether you're looking to win, beat a time, or simply cross the finish line, the Jefferson County Wise Indoor Triathlon is the perfect fit. On Sunday, January 14th, all fitness levels can participate in the triathlon, which consists of a 400-meter swim in the Wise Indoor Pool, a 10-mile bike, a facility cycling bike, and a 3-mile run on a treadmill. The Wise Indoor Triathlon is an opportunity to experience a unique challenge, whether that be by yourself or a team of three. For more information or to register, call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Jefferson County YMCA.
Matt Greenwood back with more Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame coverage of the South Iron Lady Panthers and the Steelville Cardinals. It's the Central Christmas Tournament, and it's the semifinals, and I'm joined by Lawrence Graves, the head coach of the South Iron Panthers.
Coach, you beat Fredericktown in the first round, and you've had kind of a couple of days off to get some rest and regroup. Where are your players physically and mentally going into this game?
Oh, it's December in Missouri, and so we're fighting the flu bug a little bit, the head colds, and some bumps and bangs from along the way. But overall, I think our kids are in really good shape, and having that day off yesterday to prepare for Stillwell was good for us. We got to look at them on film and kind of get a game plan, hope us give us an opportunity to win.
A name will probably drop about 1,000 times during the broadcast is Hannah Cottrell for Steelville. Just kind of a complete player, really. How do you approach her defensively?
She's a special kid, and what you got to do with her is just to make sure that you can't just take everything away from her. You just got to limit her opportunities, and our kids are well aware of what she's capable of doing, and hopefully we're smart enough to remember those things when we're out on the court.
One thing that I think is key, especially on the girls' side, is the point guard play. You have to have excellent point guard play, can't have too many turnovers. And Michaela Ayers is your go-to point guard, your true point guard. Talk about her play to this point in the season and how important it is for her to have a good game in order for y'all to have a good game as a team.
Michaela's been doing a really good job for us. As a matter of fact, the last game that she played, I thought, was one of the best games she's had all year. We've got a nice backup in Dara Miller. Both of them do an outstanding job of taking care of the ball for us. And like you said, today is going to be one of those days where they've got to do a really good job of kind of controlling the offense and making sure that we can just get the shots that we're looking for. Any let-ups on the offensive end that result in a turnover is probably going to cost us big time on the other end.
So Steelville, a team that seems to have all the confidence in the world every time they hit the court. Where do you put your team's confidence going into this game in this type of atmosphere?
Well, confidence is one of those funny things. I think we're confident that we can grind out and win an ugly basketball game because we've done that quite a few times this year. Last year we had the ability to kind of run away with some games. This year, just because of the dynamics of our team, we're in a lot more closer games. But in reality, that's actually better for us because our kids are learning how to play under pressure. And so far, they've done a really good job with that. We're 8-2, and 8-2 for a reason because we've got kids that can handle that type of pressure and close out games when it really matters.
Let's talk about Ashley Micken a little bit. We talked about Michaela Ayers, but Ashley Micken is one of those girls that if she's putting the ball in the basket every single game, you guys always have a great chance of winning those games. Would you say she's where she needs to be at this point in the season, 10 games in?
Yeah, Ashley kind of went through a shooting slump there the last few games, and about the time school was letting out, she came and said, "Coach, can I get in the gym every day before or after practice and get extra shots up?" Because she wasn't satisfied with the way she was playing, and that's one thing that I love about her is that she knows she wasn't shooting the ball very well, and she knows that she can do something about that. And so she's been in the gym every single day, getting several hundred extra shots up, and it's just a matter of time before she comes out of that slump.
All right, Coach, one last question for you. Looking at the big picture, how do you advance to the championship today?
It's going to boil down to defense and rebounding. And I think that's a recipe for every close game is, who can execute on the defensive end and haul in all those rebounds. If we allow, the Booker girl for them to get any open looks, she'll make us pay. She was 7-for-10 in the first half against Potosi the other day, and so we can't allow her to get very many open looks at the rim. And obviously, we got to keep the Contra girl out of the paint and haul in rebounds and then just take care of the basketball on the other end and look for the shots that we want to get.
All right, Coach, best of luck today.
Yep, thanks, Matt.
Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers. They got Steelville. Tip-off coming up in just a few minutes on KREI.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Start with the best. This is State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Matt Greenwood at the TJ Foulon Fieldhouse. It's the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show, and it's wrapping up because we are getting ready for tip-off between South Iron and Steelville. Let's go ahead and get to those State Farm agent Eric Schweiss out of Farmington starting lineups for you. We'll begin with the Steelville Cardinals. First up, number 10, Hannah Cottrell. Second up, number 24, Alyssa Church. Following Alyssa Church off the bench is number 25, Abby Booker, the sharpshooter in this tournament with 7 threes in the first half in their game in their win over Potosi on Tuesday. And also stepping up are number 14, Faith Blair, number 20, Sydney Booker. For the South Iron Lady Panthers, under head coach Lawrence Graves, they are 8-2 to start the year. And they will be putting out Michaela Ayers on the floor, as well as Ashley Micken, Jada Brooks, Callie Miller, and Dara Miller. Off the bench for Seth Collins and the Steelville Cardinals, Kaylee Hudson, Courtney Lee, Lydia Sexton, and Grace Blair. And there are a few JV girls that are up on the varsity squad for Steelville, and we'll definitely plug them in if they get some action here. Off the bench for the South Iron Panthers, Hannah Alexander, Angel Hampton, Riley Masters, and Olivia Barnes. And same can be said about their role players, their reserves. They've got a couple of JV girls up as well. And so here we go. It's going to be Jada Brooks to tip at center court with Sydney Booker of the Cardinals. Steelville, and they're all red with white numbers and letters. The tip is there, and Steelville wins it. And they'll be moving right to left in this first half, as we are situated across from the scorer's table and the benches, right next to the cold, cold door. Here's Steelville with 7:45 to play in this first quarter in their first possession. A fake shot out of the corner by Cottrell. Then she pulls up, air balls it to the left side of the basket. A putback try is good, and the foul. Faith Blair to clean up the air ball from Cottrell. And Blair will toe the line for an and one. Sometimes a bad shot ends in a good result. It did there for Steelville. Faith Blair up and through with her free throw. And Steelville out to an early 3-0 lead. The Panthers 8-2 coming into the contest here. Their most recent loss to the Central Rebels, who have advanced to the championship in the Central Christmas Tournament. Michaela Ayers tied up on her drive to the basket, and it will remain Panther ball as the arrow switches over to the Cardinals. So here's a baseline inbound for Callie Miller. Goes into the far corner for Ayers, steps out of that corner, puts up a shot from 12 and has it blocked. Up the other way for the Cardinals. Here's Abby Booker for three from the wing. Nice and smooth. Abby Booker with an early three and an early Soap Lady timeout by Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers. 6-0 is your score. Let's go ahead and, during this Soap Lady timeout, thank some of our sponsors, including Goggins Drilling in Park Hills, Cheryl's Mini Mart in Annapolis, Steelville R3 School District in Steelville, Boyer Lumber in Potosi, and Bismarck Tire in Bismarck. Since a slip of the tongue there, let's go and also thank Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum for sponsoring the Central Christmas Tournament. That was a quick timeout. South Iron players are on the floor. Steelville breaks their little huddle. And the ball will be brought up from the backcourt by Michaela Ayers. Middle of the floor, dribbles with the right, stops, and passes it into the front court to Dara Miller. Miller pulls up the dribble, goes to Ayers. Ayers, skip pass into the corner, three ball Micken off the mark. And the rebound to the Cardinals' Cottrell. She'll bring the ball to the floor. Right over that Rebels logo into the front half of the court. Top of the key, Alyssa Church with a right-hand dribble, switches over to the left. Goes to her left to the wing for Abby Booker. Gets a screen. Settles for a three from straight away. Off the back iron. Two Cardinals down low. One of them gets the rebound. That's Faith Blair. She goes to the deck as she lost the ball, but it's tipped out towards the volleyball attacking line. Cardinals recover. Chance to extend their 6-0 lead. An entry pass down low. Deflected by South Iron. Picked up by Faith Blair. Goes up top to Abby Booker. Bounce pass to her right to the wing for Alyssa Church. Alyssa Church with a left-hand dribble. No one picks her up. 2-3 zone for the Panthers, and it is going to be dribbling through the lane. Cottrell, bounce pass down low to the right, low block, and a shot up by Faith Blair was slightly tipped into the hands of Michaela Ayers. Ayers picked up at center court, spins towards the top of the arc. And I believe we're going to have a reach-in foul going against the Cardinals. And that's going to be the first on Hannah Cottrell. Hannah Cottrell leading the Cardinals and scoring through the first eight games of the year at 16 points a game. They do like to spread the ball out quite well. Two players, as a matter of fact, on the season for Steelville in double figures and a pair more around the 6-7 mark. South Iron with the ball, still trying to get their first points with 5:51 to go in this first quarter. Ayers has the ball slip out of her hands at the top of the arc. Cottrell goes to the deck, and Ayers kind of wrapped her up and picks up the foul. It's the first on Michaela Ayers, who was a freshman last year for the Panthers on their way to a third-place finish in the Class 1 state tournament. But struggling out of the gate are the Panthers, trailing 6-0 with 5:40 to go. Cardinals have the ball operating right to left. Sydney Booker from the right side of the paint to the mid-block floats one up off the window and in. Sydney Booker and the Cardinals lead 8-0 on the Panthers. Coach Graves in a squat across the way to the left of the scorer's table, our left. Here's an entry pass down low to Jada Brooks. Her shot blocked from behind, as maybe Steelville not having the size down low, but certainly the height. Here are the Cardinals coming the other way, right to left. Top of the key, dribble with the right to the elbow, left side is Cottrell. Forced to give it up to Booker. Booker comes to the near side wing for Alyssa Church. Right-hand bullet pass from 5 feet away to her left to Faith Blair. Faith Blair picked up her dribble, drew a double team, hands it off. Cottrell drives middle of the paint, misses with the right hand. That layup attempt blocked by Ashley Micken. Micken for the Panthers will lead the charge the other way. Hands it off to Jada Brooks, and Jada Brooks walked before putting up the shot. Coach Graves turns to his assistant, Jeff Ayers, to try to figure out how they're going to get points on the board. 4:38 in this first quarter. South Iron yet to put points on the board, trailing 8-0. Alyssa Church on the near side wing. South Iron settling into a 3-2 zone as Ayers is guarding Abby Booker, the best shooter so far in this tournament, on the near side wings. Church still with it, dribbles to the middle of the paint. Bounce pass to Blair. Blair is fouled on the shot going up. And Faith Blair will toe the line again for two shots. Blair knocked down her first free throw of the afternoon on an and-one opportunity that put Steelville up 3-0 in this game. First free throw rolls off the front lip and to the right, and no good. 4:21 left in this first quarter. 8-0 is the score on the Butler Supply scoreboard. Second free throw, Faith Blair short. Rebound underneath the basket for Dara Miller. Dara Miller, as Coach Graves mentioned in his pregame interview, the backup point guard for South Iron. She has it top of the arc, goes to the true point guard in Michaela Ayers on the left side of the floor. South Iron operating left to right. Now Steelville settling into a 3-2 extended zone, keeping a good defense on the middle part of the floor. Here's Ashley Micken on the mid-right block, and she misses the turnaround. And a loose ball foul is going to go against the South Iron Panthers, as bringing down the board was Abby Booker. And that's going to be number two on Jada Brooks.
Steelville running their 1-3-1 defensive zone, and they do that almost the entire game. And Coach Graves knew going into this game that he was going to have some difficulty with that zone and finding ways to penetrate it. But he's got a tough zone himself that he likes to run with the 2-3 zone.
On the near side wing, Booker goes up top to Church. Church dribbles to the right, gets away from Ayers, goes to the middle of the lane, floats one up short, gets her own rebound, put back drive blocked by Ashley Micken. Still a loose ball to the left of the basket, and it's going to go off of Faith Blair and the Cardinals.
Faith Blair was standing out of bounds when it touched her, so easy call for the officials to make. She was out of bounds by a good foot.
3.5 to go in quarter number one, and South Iron still trails 8-0. Michaela Ayers on the left side of the floor. As Sean pointed out, a 1-3-1 zone. It's a tough zone to figure out. South Iron's going to need to do something real fast, though. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves down big early on. Ayers, with 3:12 to go on the clock, still keeping possession for the Panthers, goes to Dara Miller across the way to Micken, and Micken on the wing traveled.
And the real big key to this 1-3-1 zone is Hannah Cottrell out at the point, defending in between the two wings. She's listed at 5'9". She's got some long arms too, making it difficult for any pass to go from one side of the court to the other.
The team in bright red with the ball and up 8-0. Steelville trying to reach double figures first. Pass down low from the baseline to the mid block is knocked away by the Panthers. It will be Abby Booker to inbound it for the Cardinals just to the left of the basket from our vantage point. goes into the corner, left wide open for three. Was Hannah Cottrell off the left side of the rim. A little too strong there, and here comes the Panthers the other way. Micken leading the team in scoring at 15.7 points a game. It gives it up to Ayers. Baseline drive, Ayers fouled on the shot from 5 feet out, and Ayers will get to the charity stripe, and the South Iron Panthers, 5 minutes and 23 seconds into the first quarter, are going to get a chance to get some free points and their first points of the afternoon. It's spun up in and through for Michaela Ayers, and the Panthers are on the board. So far, just been putting fouls on the score sheet under South Iron's name. Michaela Ayers hits both free throws, and the Panthers trailing by six. The Cardinals with the ball, crossing the timeline. Church comes near side wing for Booker. Back over to Church, swings it around to the right side, Cottrell. Ball above her head, dribbles to the left, between the circles, kicks it to the wing. Abby Booker passed up a three, dribbled to the middle of the floor, settled for a 12-foot shot. It was a little too strong. Loose ball on the left side, and it's picked up by the Panthers. Ayers crossing the timeline quickly. Gets past Cottrell, trying to get the offense set up before the defense for the Cardinals can. And now we've got a scramble for it. Hannah Alexander checking in the game for the Panthers. Saves it from an over and back. Finds Micken on the near side wing. There you go. Ashley Micken. She's got three. And the Panthers on a mini 5-0 run with under two to play in quarter one. Church over to Cottrell. Top of the key down low, Sydney Booker. One touch pass from Booker to Abby Booker and down low to Cottrell, and Cottrell's fouled. So that is already five team fouls on the South Iron Panthers. Callie Miller picks up her first free throw. High arcing free throw from Hannah Cottrell. It works for her, and she gets that one to go through. First points of the afternoon for Hannah Cottrell, who leads the Steelville Cardinals in points per game this year with 16. Gets the ball from the man in stripes. Spins it on the fingertips a couple times and puts one up off back iron. Dara Miller comes down with a board for South Iron. 95 seconds to play in the first quarter. South Iron trailing 9-5 with possession. Skip pass into the corner. Micken, three ball, short. Rebound to Kaylee Hudson, who has checked in for the first time tonight. Gives it up. Front court. Cardinals, three ball. Abby Booker, she's got 12. As she has found her rhythm early on. Two three balls for Abby Booker to give her six. And bump up the lead for Steelville to 12-5 with 1:18 to play. Let's thank some of our sponsors for this tournament. State Farm agent Matt Woods of Hillsboro, who, by the way, will be our first boys quarterfinal matchup against Potosi on J98 after the conclusion of this game here on KREI. We've also got to thank Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, Lenny's in Lesterville, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, and St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve. 1:18 to go, timeout over. South Iron Steelville set up in the front court as Michaela Ayers receives the ball in the backcourt, brings it up the floor, crosses the timeline, goes to Dara Miller, who goes back to Ayers, top of the key. Steelville extending their perimeter defense. Ayers gets it over to Dara Miller, down to the corner. The three ball, Ashley Micken's too strong. Fight for the rebound, it's recovered by Hannah Alexander, and South Iron gets another possession. Under a minute to play, trailing by seven. Ayers, high arcing pass to the near side to Dara Miller.
It has to be to get it over Cottrell.
Yeah, Cottrell, a big presence there at 5'11". Ashley Micken in the corner, trapped. Able to escape, goes to Ayers, top of the key, steps into a mid-range jumper. That's where she's comfortable, and she gets the friendly roll. Four on the afternoon for Michaela Ayers. South Iron trailing by five in this first quarter, 28 seconds to go. Three ball, Kaylee Hudson. Yes, sir.
Nobody closed out on her at all. That's Ashley Micken. She's got to get there faster.
Hudson off the bench, member of 4-H, and a big partaker in the Steelville Rodeo as Ashley Micken for the Panthers knocks down a corner three. She's got two threes on the afternoon. South Iron pulls within five, 3 seconds to go. Cottrell dribbles right, then left, loses the ball, shot right to the right of the basket, and that was missed by Lydia Sexton right at the buzzer. So after one period, the Butler Supply scoreboard reads 15-10 Steelville in front of South Iron right here on AM 800 KREI.
Comtree is now accepting medical and dental patients at our Hickory Plaza facility in Hillsboro. We accept most private insurances as well as Medicaid or Medicare. Those with no insurance may qualify for a sliding fee discount. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment. We want to be your healthcare home. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. COMTREE, health happens here.
Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone with you on AM 800. KREI, the score as we head into the second quarter is Steelville 15, South Iron 10, the 3 seed leading the 2 seed in the Central Christmas Tournament. And while we have a moment as they step away or as they get a little additional time on the Soap Lady timeout, we'll thank some more of our sponsors, beginning with Missouri Highlands, healthcare you can feel good about, Giot Lumber in Perryville, as well as Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi. The South Iron R1 School District supporting the Panthers here today. They are out of Annapolis. And also DeSoto Electrical Products in DeSoto. So out of the timeout, inbound at midcourt for the Cardinals as they operate right to left in the second quarter. Bounce pass along the perimeter to Sydney Booker, who gives it back up top to Cottrell. Cottrell calmly over to Abby Booker. Abby Booker above the head. Helps the swing around to the perimeter. Alyssa Church picks up her dribble. Back up top to Cottrell. Line drive pass down low. Intended target was Sydney Booker, who's off her right hand and out of bounds. Turnover Cardinals. No full court press from either team. They like to settle into their zone defense in the half court set. As Micken has it right in front of the center court line. Goes to Ayers, cross the way to Dara Miller. Back to the near side wing for Micken as South Iron moving left to right. Out of the corner, Micken has to toss one up to Dara Miller. Top the key over to Callie Miller. Skip pass to the other side of the floor. Ayers drives right side of the paint. Drew a little contact, no call, but gets it off the glass and in for her fifth and sixth points of the day. Steelville had a lead as large as 8. It was 8-0 early in the first. 7 minutes to play in the second. Their lead down to 3. Alyssa Church nearly lost the ball on her drive to the right side. And able to scoop it up right at the last second and get it off the window and in. Alyssa Church now makes that 5 starters for the Cardinals. All 5 starters who have scored at least 2 points. Micken tries to dribble between 2 Cardinal defenders in this corner over here right to our right. And we have a reach-in foul going to go against Steelville. And that is going to be the first on Sydney Booker. Abby Booker leads the team with 6 points for the Steelville Cardinals. Ayers drives towards the middle of the paint, spun between 2 defenders, but the shot is strong from 7 feet. And the Cardinals will head the other way with 6.5 to play. A chance to extend their 17-12 lead. Hannah Cottrell, ball above her head, goes to the elbow for Faith Blair. Has to dribble out of that elbow position. Finds Cottrell in the corner, who knocks down a big 3. Cottrell with 4. Trying to compete with Abby Booker for leading scorer on the squad. Here's South Iron. Micken, 3 ball from the near side corner. Off the front lip, no good. Skying in for the rebound was Dara Miller, and she knocked it off the hands of a Cardinal player and out of bounds. So South Iron inbound just to the right of their basket. Micken, entry pass to Miller. Back over to Micken, who misses short from the baseline. 5:55 to play, 20-12. Steelville, floater in the middle part of the lane, no good from Church. Rebound underneath the basket for Dara Miller. Gets it out to Ayers, who crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Cottrell picks her up at the top of the key. Ayers goes to the left for Dara Miller. Miller, 1 dribble into a pass to the near side wing for Ayers. Gets past Sydney Booker on the drive to the paint. Floater is deflected towards the baseline, picked up by the Cardinals. Chance to go up double digits here. Alyssa Church from the top to the near side left wing for Cottrell. Cottrell is going to be pushed as she drove along the left baseline. And that's going to be team foul number 7 on the Panthers. Puts the Cardinals on the line for a 1-1. That is the sixth team foul for South Iron. Callie Miller takes a seat for the Panthers. Steelville keeps possession. Bounce pass on the inbound by Church. Kicked away. It will stay Cardinal basketball. Micken, Jada Brooks, and Dara Miller along that baseline to protect the inbound. Another try on the inbound by Alyssa Church. This one was not kicked, as a matter of fact, off the left hand of Brooks and out of bounds. It remains Cardinal basketball.
Now we're going to set up on the opposite side of the basket, though.
There we go. Corner three ball from the right side of the floor. Hannah Cottrell. She's got two threes in this second quarter. Largest lead of the day for Steelville. It's 23-12 with five to play in quarter number two in the semifinal matchup in the Central Christmas Tournament. Ayers, lob pass to the other side of the floor for Miller. And then Miller's pass to Micken, or actually Micken's return pass to Miller, was deflected out of bounds. It will stay South Iron. Inbound right in front of the Steelville bench for the Panthers. Ayers receives it. Left side of the floor as the Panthers moving left to right. Ayers, lob pass down low to Jada Brooks. Was not looking for the shot. Instead saw Hannah Alexander to her right, who pulls up from 7 feet and comes up a little too strong. Alyssa Church for the Cardinals in the front court, loses it at the top of the key. Hannah Alexander picks it up, gets into the front court, and hands it off to Ayers. Ayers into a wide open corner for Micken. Quick pop, and she missed the three-point shot. As a matter of fact, missed everything. And Steelville comes away with it. Crossing the timeline with a right-hand dribble is Cottrell. Goes to the right side for Abby Booker, who had two quick threes in the first quarter. Has been quiet since. Back over to Cottrell, right side of the floor. There's Abby Booker. Three ball short. Didn't get a great grip on that three-point try. And it just missed off the front of the rim and into the hands of South Iron. Ayers at the volleyball attacking line goes to Miller. Miller into the corner for Micken. Micken found herself driving into no man's land. Try to pass back up to the top of the key. Stolen by the Cardinals. Here comes the Lady Reds with Alyssa Church along the baseline. And it's stolen by Ashley Micken. Good hustle defense. Micken limping a little bit as she works her way up the floor. It was Dara Miller who lost possession of it. And I believe we're going to have a timeout called by Steelville. Yes. A Soap Lady timeout, as a matter of fact. Soap Lady, don't waste another penny on soap products. Just call the Soap Lady today. 23-12, your score. Cardinals lead in this first half with 3:26 to play.
So far we're seeing that South Iron 1-3-1 defense, the Steelville 1-3-1 defense continue to give South Iron some trouble in this game. They're really struggling to get the ball down low in the front court like they normally like to do. They're having to attack from the perimeter to try and drive. And even then it's difficult with the 1-3-1 zone to swing passes around from one side to the other because at the top of the key you got Hannah Cottrell defending the wing-to-wing pass. And heck, even if you back out, you got to go all the way to the logo to try and get a pass around her.
And the nice thing about the 1-3-1 zone is it really takes away the best aspect of South Iron's game, and that's playing the middle of the floor and getting those mid-range shots to fall. South Iron is yet to find their rhythm offensively as out of the Soap Lady timeout. It's the Cardinals with the ball operating right to left. Abby Booker in the far corner. Thought about a shot, passed it up. Miller on her, she passed it to Faith Blair, whose entry pass to the middle part of the paint is stolen by Hannah Alexander of the Panthers. She calmly hands it off to Ayers, crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble, gets a screen up top by Miller. Ayers comes to the near side wing. Micken, she's off to the right on that three ball. Fight for the rebound. Cottrell has it slipped off her fingertips into the hands of Miller. Miller down low to Jada Brooks, high off the backboard, no good. Second chance opportunity, yes, sir. Jada Brooks working hard on the glass. Puts herself on the scoreboard for the first time this afternoon. 23-14 Steelville. They'll settle into their half-court set, a 2-3 zone for the Panther D. Cottrell on the wing here on the left side. Goes cross-court to Abby Booker. Booker comes back near side for Cottrell. Cottrell overhead pass to the mid-block for Sydney Booker, who turns to her right and finds Abby Booker across the way. Booker to Church. Church wants to go down to Sydney Booker. Can't do so. Goes to Abby. Abby to Faith Blair. Comes near side baseline. Cottrell on the drive. Had Micken step in front of her and lost the ball off her left hip and out of bounds. Good defense by the Panthers as they try to get back into this game, trailing by 9 with an even 2 minutes on the Butler Supply scoreboard. Ayers wants a screen high from Miller, gets it, goes left side of the paint to the mid-block, jumps into a shot, and was fouled going up. Ayers already knocked down her first two free throws of the afternoon. Chance to knock down two more and pull South Iron within seven. Free throw up and good. Jada Brooks will get a breather. Callie Miller comes back in. She'll line up on the mid block on the near side. Maybe in there to try to get a rebound if Ayers were to miss. Ayers does not miss. Michaela Ayers, the sophomore point guard, perfect from the free throw line, 4 of 4. And South Iron trailing by 7. Sydney Booker, overhead pass into the corner, Cottrell, 3 ball. Too strong, missed everything. And Ashley Micken comes away with the board along that baseline. Micken to bring the ball up the floor. Stops and gives it over to Ayers. Ayers left-hand dribble, passes it off to Dara Miller. Miller back over to Ayers, who's playing more of a post position there. And Ayers, her entry pass to Callie Miller, deflected by the Cardinals, stolen by Alyssa Church. Church with a left-hand dribble crosses the timeline. Goes back to the right. South Iron sticking to their 2-3 zone. Sydney Booker, overhead pass near side Church. Swings it into the corner for Cottrell. Cottrell, her feet planted. Now dribbles, cross-court pass to the right side, Sydney. Sydney Booker to Faith Blair, middle part of the paint. Goes with a right, misses off the front rim. Hannah Cottrell the board, goes for the put-back drive, and is hacked and fouled, and will go to the line for two.
Seeing good patience from Steelville when they're on offense. This is a tough zone that South Iron runs themselves. Their 2-3 zone, they really like to pack the paint tightly. Steelville remaining patient, not taking any bad shots, and not forcing anything that isn't there.
Cottrell has missed her last three free throws. Still with 7 to lead the Cardinals in scoring. Leading the Panthers in scoring is Michaela Ayers with 8. As the free throw is up and good for Cottrell, now she has 8 to tie Ayers for the game lead. That's those stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customer since 1914. Operating left to right, South Iron. 3 ball from the wing, the near side wing for Ayers. Is a little too strong. Rebound, South Iron back over to Ayers. Same spot. Goes cross the ways to Micken. Micken 3 ball. Misses to the right of the rim. And because of it, it bounced right over to Jada Brooks, who had an easy time putting it off the glass and in. Jada Brooks with 4 points in this contest, 4 in this second quarter. 20 seconds to go, 24-18 Steelville. Alyssa Church in the front court set, goes to the right to Cottrell, or beg your pardon, Sydney Booker. No, that is Cottrell. Cottrell back over to Church. Church to Cottrell. Cottrell with a long ponytail, dribbles to the right side of the paint, bounces it to Faith Blair, left side of the basket, and she misses from point blank range. 2 seconds to go. Half court heave. Michaela Ayers is short at the buzzer. An 8-0 start for Steelville in this one. They maintain a 6-point advantage heading into the break. Stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It is coming up. We will recap the first half, go over stats, and we're going to hear from Josh Mapes, the head coach of the Central Rebels, who are on to the Christmas Tournament Championship, which will be broadcast on Saturday. Again, we'll get to our Midwest Sports Center halftime show in 2 minutes on AM 800 KREI.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Clarissa, I've been thinking.
I'm listening, Mora Mouse.
Oh, stop it with the Grinchness. I'm serious. I've been thinking Fleegs Equipment and Massey Ferguson have an awful lot in common.
We sure do. Just like Massey, Fleegs Equipment has been around for generations.
And it's a name everyone is familiar with, unlike other brands.
Massey Ferguson is a brand that holds its value, just as we value our customers.
Massey Ferguson's also a company that stands behind its products and will be around for years to come.
And so is Fleegs Equipment.
At Fleegs Equipment, we're proud to be a 3-generation family-owned and operated business.
And we're proud to offer you quality equipment with a name like Massey Ferguson.
Fleegs Equipment is proud to do our part in growing today's agriculture and managing your lawn care needs. Fleegs Equipment, see us today at our original location on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, or at our newest location just off Highway 67 at Lettington Exit, and at Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
It is the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. I am Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, Sean Malone. Second semifinal in girls hoops from the Central Christmas Tournament on KREI. Your halftime score, 24-18, Steelville with the lead. And let's make this quick because we still got Josh Mapes of the Central Rebels, the head coach for them. We still got his interview to get to as they advance to the championship. So we'll just do point totals here real quickly for the trailing South Iron Panthers. Michaela Ayers has 8. Ashley Micken has 6. Jada Brooks has 4. That's it. Those three players only have scored for South Iron. For the Steelville Lady Cardinals, Hannah Contro leading the way with 8, including 7 second quarter points. Faith Blair had 3 points. As a matter of fact, Faith Blair for Steelville had the first 3 points of the day with a 2 ball and a free throw line and a free throw on the and one. Sydney Booker has 2 points, that coming in the first quarter. Alyssa Church has 2 points, that coming in the second quarter. Abby Booker with 2 3 balls pretty quickly through the first few minutes of the first quarter. She has 6. She was held scoreless in the second quarter. And Kaylee Hudson off the bench for the Steelville Cardinals has 3 points for a total of 24. Steelville 24 and South Iron 18. It is halftime in the second semifinal game of the Central Christmas Tournament on the girls' side. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll hear from Josh Mapes, who witnessed Skylar Eminette and Carissa Belfield send Central into the championship game for the 5th year in a row. So we'll hear from him in 30 seconds on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome back to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Sean Malone with you, now joined by head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Josh Mapes. And Coach Mapes, congratulations on the 70-52 victory over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. A good effort from three players for you on the offensive end. Holmes, Eminent, and Belfield all putting up 18-plus in my book. And talk about what they bring to the table offensively, game in and game out.
You know, Caitlin and Skylar have been really good for us all year, and Carissa's had some really good games and showed signs of what she can do. And I thought Carissa really stepped up today and put the ball in the basket and made some plays for us.
Got to make you feel confident moving forward as the season goes on that maybe Carissa could develop into a third scoring option for you if anything were to happen to Holmes or Eminette, be it foul trouble, injury, just one of those nights, things of that nature.
Absolutely. You know, you never know who could get hurt, like you said, or, you know, sickness has been going around. If Skylar was sick, you know, we still have a really good person that can run offense for us with Carissa. So it's important what she does for us.
Horton had a pretty decent game for you as well, not putting up a ton of stats, but playing some good defense and rebounding when she needed to as well. Talk about giving the freshman a starting opportunity.
Sophia is a really good player for us. She, you know, we knew coming in as a freshman she was pretty special, and she's going to continue to get better, and she's learning, you know, that being a freshman playing against 17, 18-year-olds is not easy, but she's adjusted really well, and she'll need to stay out of foul trouble Saturday for us to win.
Not really to get ahead of ourselves here, but I imagine that she's going to be learning a lot from Caitlin Holmes throughout the course of this season, who learned a lot from the Skaggs sisters back when the Skaggs sisters were playing under you.
Absolutely. You know, you ask Caitlin who her role model was, it's probably one of the Skaggs girls, probably Sydney and Megan, you know, and those guys were very good captains, and Caitlin's kind of taking the role, and Skylar this year and Chris is doing the same thing those kids did in front of us, and you know, in 3 or 4 years it's going to be Sophia being the one being the leader with the younger kids.
Steelville and South Iron playing. What do you know about these two teams?
This should be a really good game. You know, Steelville is a good team. Both teams are well coached. Both teams have really good players, and they're both going to be a handful, whoever it is going to be for us on Saturday. But right now, I couldn't tell you. I think it's going to be a great game.
They both run some tough zone defenses as well.
Yeah, you know, Steelville runs a 1-3-1, and they're really long, really athletic, and it causes people problems, and South Iron plays a really good Pac 2-3 zone, and so it should be interesting.
Coach Mapes of the Central Rebels joining us here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck Saturday in the championship game.
Thank you guys for your coverage.
We'll be back with more right here on AM 800 KREI.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Hannah Colt, and I'm proud to be a Farmington Knight. I'm proud of my school, and so is our family business. Coles Tractor and Equipment would like to wish all of the teams competing in the Central Christmas Tournament the best of luck. Being a Knight is about more than just winning. Pride, honor, determination, and a heart that never stops trying, that's what makes a great Knight. In my family, being a Knight is a family tradition that started with my dad. My family bleeds black and gold. Together, we are proud to support the Farmington Knights during the Central Christmas Tournament and in all they do.
As we wrap up the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show, we get ready for the third quarter between Steelville and South Iron. It's the semifinal game, the second semifinal in the girls' side of the Central Christmas Tournament. Winner to face the Central Rebels, who have won this tournament on the girls' side the last 4 years. They are something else, as we got to witness their win earlier this afternoon against Arcadia Valley. So it's been a struggle offensively, Sean, for the Panthers, really having to deal with that 1-3-1 zone for the Cardinals, and you and I mentioned it. South Iron's offense, they love to get the offense in the post play and middle of the floor. They'll stretch it and get it from the wings and from long range if they can. But their preference, their first preference, is to shoot from the middle of the floor, and they just can't do that with that 1-3-1 zone.
They've got to find ways to attack from the perimeter, and I think the key is going to be to setting screens both on and off the ball. Just try and create some confusion with Steelville. They're able to kind of float in their zone, no problem. They don't have to communicate all too much, although they are doing a good job of communicating, but in terms of switching, they haven't had to communicate in that sense all too much. They've basically been able to stay in their zone and just play the perimeter passing game, so play the perimeter passing lanes, and take away the ball, force it to go the other direction.
And we started to see Dara Miller extend that pick at the volleyball attacking line about 35 feet from the basket instead of, you know, being just inside the top of the key. So maybe we'll see some higher ball screens for Michaela Ayers. And South Iron tries to find some room to maneuver in this 1-3-1 Cardinal zone. So Steelville will come out and continue with that 1-3-1 zone to start this third quarter, as the Panthers will begin it with Dara Miller on the right side of the floor coming to our direction. Ashley Micken on the near side to Callie Miller. Callie Miller's pass up top to Micken is nearly stolen by Steelville, but falls into the hands of Dara Miller. Dara with a right-hand dribble picks it up, goes to Ayers. Ayers from the elbow, drives left side of the paint over 3 Cardinal defenders, misses a shot. Jada Brooks down low for the cleanup and the putback. And Jada Brooks getting things off on the right foot for the South Iron Panthers in this third quarter. That is Sydney Booker's second personal and the first team foul of the second half for either side. Free throw rattles home for Jada Brooks. She has seven. Panthers trailing by three. 7.5 to play. Crossing the timeline with a left-hand dribble, Church. Steelville will be operating left to right in this second half. On the far corner, Booker. Booker and the Cardinals find a wide open Alyssa Church at the top of the key. And Church puts it through. Alyssa Church with five. Cardinals back up by six. Micken comes a long way to the near side for Dara Miller, who goes a long way back over to Micken, and she puts home the three ball.
Finding some sideline to sideline passing lanes, which is incredibly tough through a 1-3-1 zone.
All 9 points for Micken coming from beyond the perimeter. It is Sydney Booker with the ball on the left side of the floor for the Cardinals. Comes near side for Church. Back over to Booker, left wide open for three. And she makes the Panther defense pay for falling asleep in that 2-3 zone.
They're not rotating fast enough on defense. We saw that late in the second half where someone else for Steelville drained a three in a similar fashion. No one rotated to the ball handler.
Dara Miller comes to the corner for Callie Miller. Back over to Dara. Dribbles to the left elbow. Fires it across for Micken from the wing. A sidestep to the left. Saw her practice it before this game, and it pays off with a floater from 7 feet out. Nice drive, Ashley Micken. She is on point to start this third quarter. 5 points already. South Iron trailing by four. Sydney Booker, same spot, and not the same result.
Way off.
She misses from about 25 feet out. As Sean mentioned, an air ball as it goes out of bounds. And so South Iron, believe it or not, as much as they've been down, you know, they were down by 11 in the first half, they have a chance to pull within one here. Ashley Micken left it wide open on the right wing. Dara Miller found her, but good hustle defense by the Cardinals to close the gap. Dara Miller from the left elbow tries to pass back over to Micken right side. Deflected by the Cardinals, stolen by Alyssa Church. Church into the front court set. South Iron with a 2-3 zone. Sydney Booker in the far left corner with the ball. Lobs it to an unsuspecting Hannah Cottrell and right into the hands of Ashley Micken. Micken is able to bring the ball up the floor right side, right in front of the Panther bench. Comes near side to Ayers. Lob pass into the corner. Dara Miller back over to Ayers. Elbow. Jay, that's her spot.
She had to put a lot of arc under that one as Cottrell was closing quickly, but still able to drain it nonetheless and make it a two-point game.
The Butler Supply scoreboard reads 30-28 in favor of the Steelville Cardinals. We have ourselves a timeout at the 5:07 mark. We want to thank Butler Supply in Farmington for keeping the scoreboard lit up this afternoon and evening. If you are in need of electrical or plumbing products, you can visit Butler Supply in Farmington today, or you can go to butlersupply.com. What we're seeing here, Sean, from the Panthers is a lot more patience in the half-court set.
Yeah, they're not forcing any bad passes either, and they're also doing a good job of setting up their offense down low. They're not all attacking from the perimeter. We're seeing some mid-range jump shots being created.
It was 24-18 at the break. South Iron has started this third quarter on a 10-6 run. And as both sets of teams break their huddles, let's thank some more of our sponsors, Potosi R3 School District, and also Potosi Lumber, as the Trojans will be taking on the Hillsboro Hawks, the top seed on the boys' side. That is our first game on J98 coming up after this conclusion here between Steelville and South Iron on KREI. Also want to thank Vicki Crocker Realty and Deloge, West County R4 School District in Leadwood, and Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Cardinals out of the timeout with the ball. In the front court set, operating left to right in the corner, Sydney Booker, ball above her head. Lob pass as she switches sides to the left. Abby Booker forced to give it up. Down low to Sydney. Sydney, her pass to the cutting Blair is tipped up into the air and brought down by South Iron. And Dara Miller picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Cottrell came down on her and forced her to give it up to Micken. And then Coach Graves didn't see or saw something he didn't like and calls a quick 30. We'll take this 30 with them. 30-28, South Iron trailing Steelville with 4:38 to go in the third quarter on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
When we come out of the Soap Lady timeout, it's going to be Steelville holding on to their two-point lead. South Iron will have the ball with 4:38 to play in this third quarter. Matt Greenwood and Sean Malone with you at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. Before we get too far into the day, just want to thank all of you that have been tuning in to our coverage on J98 and KREI of the Central Christmas Tournament. It's been a fun ride so far, and we've had one major upset that's on the boys' side, South Iron, an 11 seed defeating a 6 seed in Perryville. So South Iron, their reward for that is facing Farmington in the final game of our coverage tonight on J98. So South Iron out of the timeout gets a baseline jumper that's missed by Callie Miller. Cleaning it up, Jada Brooks down low from the right block. Jada Brooks with 5 in the third quarter, and we are all squared up at 30 apiece as the crowd gets into it. With 4:10 to play in the third quarter. Tip pass along the perimeter. Cardinals maintain possession. Control in the corner. Three ball. Hey, that's a good response. Puts it home from distance. Control with 11. Tied in the lead with Ashley Micken for most points for either side. South Iron operating right to left. Ayers from the elbow. Entry pass Brooks. Fouled from behind on the shot. So Brooks gets two looks at the free throw line. Gets her feet planted and receives the ball from the man in stripes. And spins it twice, spins it up, and spins it out. A lot of spinning going on, Sean.
Hey, whatever works. Didn't there.
Well,
but
I was going to say it didn't there, but yeah. So Jada Brooks will stick to that spin, and that spin does pay off this time. Jada Brooks with double digits on the point side. Three Panthers in double figures. And that's all three. It's three of their five starters. It's the only three players that have scored. 3:38 to go with the score, 33-31. Cardinals with the ball, trying to extend their two-point lead. Always 5, 6, 7, 8 passes each possession for Steelville and South Iron, if not more than that. Into the game, Kaylee Hudson almost throws the ball out of bounds. Saved in the corner by Contrell. And Contrell double dribbled. South Iron collapsed as Callie Miller Micken put their hands in her face, and Contrell picked up her dribble and dribbled again. So South Iron can tie the game with a 2, take the lead with a 3. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Ayers bounce pass into the front court for Dara Miller near side. Goes into the corner for Callie Miller. Overhead pass back to Dara on the wing. Cross court to Micken. Micken on the drive on the right side of the wing, forced to give it back up top to Miller. Miller to Jada Brooks on the right side of the paint. Brooks kisses one off the glass and in. And we're tied back up at 33-33. Jada Brooks with 12. Alyssa Church brings the ball up the floor for the Cardinals, moving left to right. On the wing, Kaylee Hudson. Over into the near corner for Contrell. Overhead pass to the wing for Church. Church nearly loses it. Kicks one out to Hudson, who is short on the three ball. And the rebound to Jada Brooks. South Iron has a chance to take their first lead of the night if they can put the ball in the hoop. Dara Miller at the volleyball attacking line comes near side to Ayers. Thought about a pass to the right. Instead goes to the corner to Callie Miller. Callie Miller, skip pass across the way to Micken. Short on the wing three. Right into the hands of Contrell of the Cardinals. She'll bring the ball with the floor through the middle part of the defense into the corner. Forced to give it up. And the Cardinals will swing it around the perimeter. Abby Booker, who's had a very quiet second and third quarter, only 6 points on the night, has possession of it. And Coach Collins sees a stagnant offense, too many bodies just standing around, and Collins does not like it, and he'll call a full timeout. We'll take this Soap Lady timeout to catch our breath here as it's 1:59 to play in this third quarter. 33-33, South Iron and Steelville. You're listening to coverage of the Central Christmas Tournament on KREI.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, if your New Year's resolution is to have more fun in 2018, Midwest Sports Center is the place to start.
That's right. With rebates up to $5,000, Mark. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, and get 2018 off to a great start.
Back into the action we go. 1:55 to play in this third quarter. 33-33, Abby Booker unties it for the Steelville Cardinals. Right out of the Cardinal timeout, it's Abby Booker with her first points since the first quarter. She has 9, and the Cardinals back out in front by 3. Hannah Alexander on the near side wing. Thought about a pass to the right, instead goes left to the corner for Micken. Micken trapped in that corner, goes a long way, about a 30-foot pass to the top of the key for Alexander. Over to Callie Miller. Callie Miller's pass a little errant. Ayer is able to save it from going out of bounds here on the near side, and she'll drive left side of the paint. Misses with the right-hand layup. Falls on top of a Cardinal as there was a battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul going against Ayers. And I think that was Cottrell that she fell on top of. That is a second personal foul for Michaela Ayers. 1:18 to go. 36-33 Steelville. Sort of a jagged 2-3 zone for South Iron as Callie Miller creeping up a little bit closer to the perimeter. Abby Booker settles the ball on the right hip and comes near side into the corner for Sydney. Sydney and the Cardinals swing it around the perimeter back over to Abby on the left side of the floor. So Abby moving quite a bit around this floor. She'll go from the left wing to the right wing as a pass from Sydney goes to Church. Keeping our eye on Alyssa, or on Booker, as Cottrell drives to the right side of the floor and puts one high off the glass and in. Kind of hard to tell between Booker and Cottrell because Cottrell's got the long ponytail covering up pretty much the one on her jersey. And she and Sydney share a 0 on the tail end of their numbers. Here's a bounce pass to the right side. Ayers to Micken, kicked by the Cardinals. With 25.1 seconds to go, a mini 5-0 run for Steelville. Hannah Alexander will take a seat for the Panthers. Inbound Ayers to Miller. Dara Miller has the ball on the right side of the floor. South Iron moving right to left. Goes to Ayers in the corner. Three ball is long. 12 seconds to go. Alyssa Church for the Cardinals. Left side of the floor. Moving left to right is Steelville. Goes to Cottrell. Top of the key. Dribbles right side. Knocked over her defender Ayers. And Cottrell's going to be called for traveling. So 4 seconds to go. South Iron most likely getting the last shot. Steelville wants to bring a little bit of a press, but South Iron inbounds it too quickly. Micken, three ball from 75 feet. She airballed it. Jada Brooks had about half a second to pick it up and put it up, but she couldn't get a grip on the ball. And so South Iron comes away empty in the final 4 seconds of the third quarter. 38-33, the Steelville Cardinals, the 3 seed on the ladies' side in the Central Christmas Tournament, are 8 minutes away from facing Central in the championship. Stick around, find out if they can hang on to this 5-point lead. We'll be back for more on KREI.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Matt Greenwood, Sean Malone at the TJ Foulon Fieldhouse. As we get set for the fourth quarter between Steelville and South Iron, the 3-seeded Steelville Cardinals leading the Panthers by 5. Let's thank some of our sponsors for this tournament: Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, The Soap Lady in Bon Terre, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and Comtree in Festus, as well as the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. Steelville will start the fourth with the ball. Cottrell comes near side Church as the Lady Cardinals remain moving left to right. On the left elbow, Faith Blair, who hasn't put up many points since the first quarter, forced to give it up. Cottrell, middle of the paint. Her bounce pass to the right side. Tipped away and stolen by South Iron. Ayers will receive the pass from Callie Miller, brings the ball up the floor. Work in the middle part, comes to the left to Dara Miller. Miller fakes a pass to the right, comes to the corner for Callie Miller. Callie, overhead pass to the middle part of the floor, just at the free throw line to Jada Brooks. Jada Brooks will stay there around the elbow. She gets pushed out as Micken has control of the ball. Bounce pass to the right block for Dara Miller. Miller hit the side of the backboard. Cardinals get the rebound and control to push. 7:07 in this fourth. Steelville by five. An errant pass by Cottrell, saved by Sydney. Tip pass over to Alyssa Church, and Church lost it out of bounds. South Iron and Steelville were tied at 30 and then tied at 33. It was a three ball for Abby Booker that made it 36-33 Cardinals, a mini 5-0 run for them. In the front court set, Micken will fire up from 30, and she's got it. Ashley Micken with a big three. 14 for Ashley Micken to start this fourth quarter scoring. Faith Blair on the left elbow, comes near side to Booker, up top to Church. Church dribbles with the left, gets a screen at the elbow from Blair, bounce pass over to the corner for Sydney, to Cottrell. And Micken went down, she's in pain, missed three by Abby Booker, long rebound comes to Abby Booker.
She needs to get down on the court so they can, the officials will grant the timeout.
Can't afford to lose Micken if you're South Iron, and you can see tears flowing from Ashley Micken's face right now.
She's trying to play through it, but barely able to move.
Some deep breaths for her as Steelville maintains possession here, and Micken will pick up the foul. Cottrell, the recipient of the contact, and Micken is walking around. She's yet to go to Coach Graves. If you talk to Coach Graves about Ashley Micken, he will say she is one of the toughest players he has, and she's going to try to tough this one out, maybe get a looking at.
Yeah, she's lucky that's only a foul and only the team's second as well. That could have been much worse with how she was moving if they tried to really attack her on the ball.
Cardinals maintain possession up by two. Three ball, Abby Booker from the wing. Yes, sir. Bottom of the net. Lead to five for the Cardinals. 12 on the night for Abby Booker. She had 7 threes in their win over Potosi on Tuesday. That was just 7 in the first half. And Dara Miller throws it away. South Iron had the ball in the middle part of the floor. Ayers went to go towards the basket, and Miller did not see that happening. So Micken comes back into the game. Coach Graves, no hesitation, lets her come in. Hannah Alexander is replaced. Panthers trailing by five, possession for Steelville. Three ball is off the back iron, no good from Church. Long rebound, Faith Blair, she reels it in and hands it off to Cottrell. Cottrell taking her time, Ayers on her, dribbles right side of the floor into the corner with a bounce pass. Abby Booker to Blair, back over to Abby, top of the key for Cottrell, back to the wing for Booker. Entry pass deflected, kept by Blair and the Cardinals. To Cottrell, top of the three-point line, over to the wing for Booker and back to Cottrell. Bounce pass along the perimeter to the wing for Booker, goes into the corner for Sydney Booker. Now working around the perimeter, Cardinals get it to the left elbow, Blair. Blair touch pass to Sydney in the corner, up top to Abby. Abby to Church. Church drives to the middle part of the floor, floats it up from five, and it's a little too strong. Good possession, but did not get the points, did the Cardinals. South Iron the other way as Micken continues to tough out whatever injury she may have suffered. Micken will see how she is looking as that three ball is short from the far wing. Loose ball. Knocked out of bounds by Jada Brooks of the Panthers. Don't see any more tears flowing from Micken's face. She still has a little bit of a limp, but again, she is absolutely toughing this one out.
Taking some deep breaths, too. You can tell she's really feeling it, whatever it is.
4:10 to play in this fourth. 41-36 Steelville holding on to that five-point lead. There's a free throw jumper from Faith Blair. Just rolled off the rim. No good. Rebound Callie Miller of the Panthers. Hands it off to Dara. Dara, braided hair and all, turns it over. Cottrell on her knees, picks up the loose ball, hands it off to Blair. Blair on the drive is fouled really hard by Dara Miller, and it will be Blair to the free throw line for two.
It was a clean foul, but certainly a hard one. Dara Miller reached across to try and get the ball, wound up whacking her in the face instead.
Faith Blair looking for her first points of the afternoon since she started this game with 3 points. She actually scored the first three for Steelville. Now she has four. Second free throw coming, and that one is good. 13 on the night. Or I beg your pardon. 5 on the night for Blair. 43-36, Steelville extends their lead to 7. Micken in the far corner for the Panthers as they move right to left. Dribbles out of it with the right-hand pass to the near side for Dara. Dara over to the corner for Callie Miller. Callie Miller, 40-foot pass across the way to Micken on the wing. Micken sidesteps her defender on the left in a push. Micken will go to the line for 2 free throws. No, they're going to call the foul on the floor before the shot. Looked like an in-the-act type of foul. On the inbound to Micken below the basket. It's off of the left knee of Sydney Booker, and it will stay South Iron ball. Ever since the game was tied at 33-33, a 10-3 run for the Cardinals to extend their lead to 7, and they'll steal the inbound. It was tipped up into the air, and the Cardinals' Cottrell comes away with it. Brings the ball up the floor, operating left to right. Goes to the wing. Entry pass to the mid-block for Sydney. Bounce pass across the paint to Faith. Turns around, finds Church. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Dara Miller. Miller to push the pace for South Iron. Dribbles it into 2 Cardinal defenders. Turns around, finds Micken. Corner 3 is short. Just touched the bottom part of the rim, as Micken has not been the same since injuring her leg early in this fourth quarter. 2:50 to play. Steelville, in their very first Central Christmas tournament, has a chance to hold on and advance to the championship on Saturday. 2:40 to play, and a wraparound foul. Dara Miller on Cottrell. That is just 4 team fouls. Steelville to inbound at midcourt. And the inbound, Abby Booker to Cottrell, wrestles the ball away from a Panther defender and brings it up to the attacking line, and then a reach-in foul on Dara Miller. That'll be her 3rd, 2 in a row. Winner plays Central in the championship. Loser will play AV in 3rd place on Saturday. All of which will be covered on J98. 2.5 to play, 43-36. Steelville with the lead, and Dara Miller picks up her 3rd. Consecutive foul. 6 team fouls now on the Panthers. They're trying to get that count up to 7, but you don't want one player to get it all, because Dara Miller now has 4. She's one away from being taken out of the game. And she leans on Cottrell on the inbound, and that is 5 on Dara Miller. I don't know if that was by design or not, but
I think based on her reaction, it was not designed to go that way.
Or maybe it was, and she didn't like the fact that she was, you know, picked out to be the one to pick up those fouls. I hope it's the former. Free throw. Cottrell up and good. 14 for Cottrell. Second free throw as she takes her time, spins it up, and off back iron, front lip, no good. A chase for the rebound. It falls into the hands of Michaela Ayers. Down by 8, the Panthers are with 2:20 to go. They have to start getting some quick offense here. Ayers bobbling the ball as she weaved through some Cardinal defenders and gave it to Callie Miller, who throws it right into the hands of Sydney Booker. Sydney up ahead, hands it off to Abby, and Abby is fouled. So from one Booker to another, and it will be Abby to toe the line for a 1-1. Abby Booker puts the ball in the right palm, puts it up and through. Abby Booker with 13 on the night, and between free throws, Coach Graves wants a timeout. The Butler Supply scoreboard reads 45-36 in favor of Steelville with 2:10 to play. Butler Supply celebrating 75 years, servicing the community, electrical, plumbing, lighting, fasteners, telecom, and tools. Butler Supply, located off of Hunt Road in Farmington. You can also go online at butlersupply.com. All right, Sean, what does South Iron need to do to reduce this 9-point deficit?
They need to go on a very fast run, which is tough to do with this Steelville team, because you can't even get out against them on the fast break. They get back very quickly and set up that 1-3-1 zone very quickly, too. So they may need to start hitting some shots from downtown. just so they can catch up in bunches.
Steelville had a 9-point third quarter after a 9-point second quarter. But before that, they had a 15-point first quarter. .210 remaining. As Sean mentioned, a very quick run that South Iron needs to go on here if they have any chance of playing in the championship against Central. So second free throw to come for Abby Booker. Black headband and blonde hair and all. Spins the ball in the right palm, pushes it up, and gets it to spin on through. 14 for Abby Booker. She connects on both of her free throws. 2:06 to play. A 10-point lead for the Cardinals. In the front court, right side of the floor, Micken comes near side to Hannah Alexander. Goes to Ayers. Ayers, top of the three-point line, dribbles to the right elbow. Forces a pass to Jada Brooks at that mid-block. And I believe we have a jump ball. Yes, we do. Possession arrow favors South Iron. Inbound will come from underneath the basket. Just off to the left. If you are looking at it from our vantage point, we're on the far side of the court away from the benches. Three ball on the inbound from Micken, short, and a rebound to Cottrell of the Cardinals. Gets it up to Booker in the backcourt, who is fouled on the reach-in by Micken. Let's see. Actually, they're going to give that to Hannah Alexander. That's her first. Up next on J98, as we switch over to J98, it will be Hillsboro and Potosi in boys action. The top seed in this tournament, the Hawks, will take on the ninth-seeded Potosi Trojans. Booker gets the first free throw to fall. Second free throw as well. 12-point lead for Steelville. South Iron still trying to get the ball out of the backcourt. Callie Miller comes to Ayers. Ayers saw the pass going over her head, tried to tip it to her teammate Alexander. Didn't do so successfully, but it was still last touch by Abby Booker, who put a hand up as well. And Callie Miller to inbound it from the sideline, gets it to Ayers. 90 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Ayers sees a bit of a lane, dribbles to it. Defense collapsed, forced to give it up to Brooks. Brooks up top to Callie. Callie to Micken. Dodges one defender, three ball from straight away. Is short. Jada Brooks chases down the rebound, goes up top to Ayers. Ayers at the top, dribbles into the paint. A wraparound pass to the right block. Jada Brooks does a good job of recovering it, but misses from point-blank range, and then Jada Brooks will pick up the foul. Multiple opportunities there, Sean, for South Iron to get some points late in this game. And
even some missed passes, too, though, that they missed on with those opportunities. I mean, they were a couple players open beyond the arc that they could have fed it to for a chance for a three-point play, and they decided against that, going in different directions.
Free throw up and through for Sydney Booker, who was fouled apparently by Ashley Micken and not Jada Brooks. That's Micken's fourth. Second free throw, Sydney, back iron, no good. Rebound, Hannah Alexander. South Iron pushes it up ahead, trailing 49-36, 60 seconds to go. Alexander had a chance at the three ball, instead goes to Callie Miller. It's stolen in the front court by Cottrell. One on none. Cottrell leads it up with the right from the right. And this one is just about over as Steelville bumps their lead up to 51-36. Cross-court pass, Micken from wing to wing to Alexander, lost it. Ayers scoops up the loose ball, comes back over to Alexander. Three ball from the wing. The lefty is off to the left. Rebound, Jada Brooks. That loose ball was around the baseline. Cardinals couldn't pick it up. Jada Brooks did, and Brooks puts it off the glass and in. And we're going to have a reach-in foul on the Panthers with 26.4 seconds to go. It's going to go against number 32, Callie Miller. That'll be her fourth. And the Steelville Cardinals, in their first ever appearance in the Central Christmas Tournament, are going to face the Central Rebels in the championship on Saturday, a rematch of the district championship last year where Central was able to win. First free throw, no good, Cottrell. Second free throw, up and through. Cottrell is 17 to lead all Cardinals in scoring. 52-38, the ladies in red leading the ladies in maroon and white. Ayers into the front court set near side of the floor. Dribble between the legs. Cottrell stripped it from her. Ayers ties it up. Possession arrow favors the Cardinals. And you just look at the face of South Iron and they look defeated, frustrated, and in all honesty, a little ticked off, probably mostly at themselves, obviously. As Church for the Cardinals with 10 seconds to go, will try to dribble it out. Instead, South Iron playing defense to the very end, gets the steal up ahead. Callie Miller to Hannah Alexander, and a block shot by Hannah Cottrell on the layup attempt by Alexander. A few ahs from the crowd because they thought it was a clean block. Cottrell shrugged her shoulders, had no idea why that was a foul. And I'm kind of with Cottrell on that one, as Alexander will toe the line for two free throws with 4 seconds left. Two dribbles into the shot, free throw rattles home. Be sure to stick around for a brief Kohl's Tractor and Equipment post-game show. We'll recap this game for you, and then we will preview the Hillsboro-Potosi game. Rebound on the missed free throw. Steelville will tuck it as Booker hangs on to it as the buzzer sounds. Your final score between Steelville and South Iron is 52-39. The Panthers move into the third-place game, and for their first-ever appearance in the Central Christmas Tournament, the Cardinals are on to the championship. It was tied 33-33 early in the fourth. Abby Booker had a big three to start the breakaway as Steelville ends the game on a 19-6 run. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. We'll step aside for 1 minute. When we come back, we've got your Kohl's Tractor and Equipment post-game show. Steelville 52, South Iron 39. It's the Cardinals to play Central on Saturday.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is proud to be a local business supporting local business with our all-new Farmers Market. We feature products from some of the best local artisans in the Parkland. When you purchase these products, you are helping us support small, home-based businesses that offer some wonderfully crafted and unique items that are not found anywhere else. Products featured will change periodically, but all of them will come from local craftsmen. For more information, visit parklandrx.com or any of our stores in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this post-game show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Abby Booker for the Steelville Cardinals hit a big three to start the 19-6 run that the Cardinals of Steelville went on to finish off the South Iron Panthers in the Central Christmas Tournament. So South Iron drops to the third place game, and they'll take on Arcadia Valley. And Central will now get to face the Steelville Cardinals. It's the Cardinals' first ever appearance in the Central Christmas Tournament, and they are into the championship. So pretty good job there to get to where they are now. It's going to be a rematch of the district championship from last year. Let's go ahead and quickly go down the stats. Beginning with the South Iron Panthers, Michaela Ayers had 10, Ashley Micken with 14, with 12 of those 14 coming from three-point range. Jada Brooks had 14, Dara Miller had 0, Callie Miller had 0. Those are the other two starters for South Iron, and Hannah Alexander had one free throw in the fourth quarter. For the Steelville Cardinals, they move up to 7-2 and on to the championship. Hannah Cottrell had 17, Abby Booker with 15, Faith Blair and Alyssa Church each had 5, Sydney Booker had 6, and Kaylee Hudson had 3. That'll do it for the Kohl's Tractor and Equipment post-game show. We'll return with the pregame show as Sean Malone will set up Hillsboro and Potosi
on J98.
Yes, that'll be on J98 beginning in 2 minutes.